but y'all got press copies of the press release. And, you know, Francis just want to make a couple brief remarks and then answer questions.
Yeah, so I won't speak real long. And basically, I've been delaying doing any press release till now, waiting to see if Secretary of Agriculture Bill Northey would step up and take action on the egg recall. But so far, it appears he's avoiding the issue and at best is making excuses. To me, it's a national embarrassment for Iowa, and it's damaging to our reputation as a producer of quality food. I've had queries from across the country, from the East Coast to the West Coast, people asking, what's going on? Why is the Secretary of Agriculture not taking any action? But Secretary Northey says it's the federal government's problem, and he's going to wait and see. But to me, inaction just assures continued failure and damage to our reputation in Iowa. But the Iowa Secretary of Agriculture does have authority to regulate feed, to feed mills in Iowa. I think the Secretary of Agriculture should step up and take action now to assure Iowans and the nation that we are serious about correcting our problem here and won't let it happen again. Iowa Code Chapter 198 gives the Secretary of Agriculture authority to license and inspect feed mills. And IDALS now has exempted farmers from this licensing and inspection, which makes common sense, because every farmer, every tractor with a grinder, mixer grinder on it, shouldn't have to be inspected. However, to exempt a facility that grinds over 12,000 semis per year of feed, it belies common sense. If I were Secretary of Agriculture, I would seek solutions, not excuses. I would step up immediately and exercise the full authority granted by the law to assure Iowans and all Americans that we can and will protect our food supply. If I found regulatory holes that endangered our food supply, I would work with the Iowa legislature to create stronger regulatory framework. So I think that the Secretary of Agriculture should take action right now.
What action?
Well, basically, he should go. He should step up and admit that he does have the authority to regulate feed mills, and then he should go out to the feed mills and inspect them immediately, and shut down if they don't pass. If feed testing shows there's salmonella in the feed, obviously he should shut them down, and he should exercise that authority across the state.
Do you know if they're inspecting feed mills? They're inspecting commercial feed mills and elevators, I would guess, right?
I would assume they are.
Okay.
But Northey has not stepped up and told us what they're doing in this regard.
Okay. I've seen a story about this situation. Maybe Gene has seen something. But it appears that DeCoster told people he was only doing it for his farm. So how can you police someone who's willfully disobeying regulations by then selling it somewhere? Isn't that the case?
No, but that same feed mill is also servicing Hillendale Farms.
Right. But he didn't admit that. He said it was only his operation that he was.
Well, when I called IDALS, the person I spoke to said that actually DeCoster owns the chickens in the feed at Hillendale Farm, and then that Hillendale Farm buys the eggs back from DeCoster. So that sounds like a shell game to me to try to get around the regulation, and that shouldn't qualify for getting around the regulation.
What do you look for when you inspect feed?
Basically, they sample the feed. I have a dairy farm, and periodically the federal government comes and they inspect and they take a sample of my feed. So dairy is much more highly regulated, and we've seen that the egg-laying facilities really have fallen through a regulatory hole here.
No matter what the regulations, with salmonella contamination or any other kind of contamination, how do you handle the supply chain when, you know, around 200 farms supply 95% of the eggs that we eat in the United States? How do you handle a crisis like this? Even if we do have the inspections for feed and you do up those, what happens when you have something like this get into the supply chain?
That points out the problems that we have now as our agriculture production and processing has grown and grown. We have not kept up with the regulatory side of it. We have a 100-year-old regulatory structure for this egg situation. And you can see the difference. In a local food production system, an isolated contamination incident will be contained locally. Now, if you have an isolated contamination incident in a nationwide food system and distribution, production and distribution system, suddenly it becomes multiplied exponentially, and it goes across the whole country before there's time to really take action. So that's why we need very strong inspection and regulatory at the point where these products are produced.
You mentioned the rules regarding farmer owned. Do you know, is that legislative, or is that strictly an IDA's rule?
I've looked at the language, and the language does not specifically exempt small farmers. But I think that IDALS has been doing that historically as a matter of common sense, that they've exempted farmers who grind their own feed for their own farm from the regulatory part of it. But the law, as I see it, does not specifically exempt that.
And you're saying that would be okay for certain size farms, but not an operation of this magnitude.
Well, absolutely. And the difference, I think, is that farmers all across Iowa, they grind their own feed. Everybody does. I do it every day, twice a day when I feed my cows. And that's been happening. But now when we have something of this magnitude, and also it's not only being ground for one farm, but for another farm down the line. And the magnitude is a big issue here, I think.
So even if this practice has been to exempt, when there's something that arises like this, you think, then you go to that farm?
Well, we shouldn't wait until something like this arises. This is something that should have been done earlier.
So you would base it on volume?
That could be, that's an interesting question that would have to be resolved. Obviously, we have a difference from feeding a few cows to feeding, you know, how many million chickens, and so there needs to be a point somewhere along the line where that has to be, and common sense can probably prevail there.